This is JIS News. Coming up, more improvements to treatment of children in contact with the justice system, Health Ministry to focus on research activities, and Water Ministry developing citizens' charter. The news in detail after the break.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners' Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and answer your knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sagicor and NHF, financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit all the booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. There'll be prizes, surprises, courtesy of your sweetie Jenny. Call 922-832-027 for more details. November 21, Pensioners Day. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
Now the news. The government's ongoing program to improve the treatment of children who come in contact with the justice system is being strengthened with financial support from the European Union. This through the National Indicative Program under the 11th European Development Fund, EDF. Under the program, Jamaica received a 46 million euro grant from the European Union to support development efforts in the areas of justice, environment, climate change, and public financial management.
We are committed to improving conditions in detention, creating better access to justice services at the community level, as well as treating our children in conflict with the law according to established national standards and in keeping with Jamaica's international obligations.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, the 11th EDF National Indicative Program was developed following extensive consultations with a wide cross-section of stakeholders. The Ministry of Health is to develop a research agenda aimed at effectively enhancing its policies and programs. Establishment of a strong health research system has been identified as one of the priority areas of the ministry to be achieved by 2015-2016. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this plan will be carried out under the guidance of a re-established Essential National Health Research Committee. He says the focus on high-quality health research and information sharing is even more vital as the global community grapples with the Ebola outbreak.
The present Ebola outbreak has underscored the need for and importance of research to counter these types of health issues. Ebola is one of the deadliest viral infections that we have seen in modern times, and there is currently no cure. The world faces a situation where there is increased dependence on research as a possible solution to develop a regime to counter the spread of Ebola through the development of medicines and vaccines.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the opening of the Faculty of Medical Sciences Annual Research Conference and Workshop at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Thursday. With dairy farmers only producing 10% of the $50 million worth of fresh milk and milk products consumed by Jamaicans annually, the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, JDDB, is on a mission to significantly boost productivity in the sector. Local farmers produce 12 to 13 million liters of fresh milk per year, valued at over $800 million. When translated to the retail end of the trade, this is worth over $3.4 billion. Chief Executive Officer of the JDDB, Hugh Graham, tells JIS News that there is room for further development within the industry.
We produce mostly fresh milk, some limited amount of yogurt, but we import quite a bit of skim milk powder, whole milk powder, the condensed milk, ice cream, yogurt, cheese, milk and cream, the whipped cream, butter, butter oil.
Mr. Graham says the JDDB is working closely with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Food and Agriculture Organization, and the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture to increase the production of fresh milk and expand its product range. And the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is developing a citizens' charter as part of measures to improve service delivery. The document will outline the entity's service portfolio, standards for service delivery mechanism, and a commitment to the citizens of Jamaica and related stakeholders to deliver on specific standards. Senior Director for Development Planning, Policy and Monitoring, Rolin Alvaranga, says the ministry will be documenting several measures aimed at improving the quality of service.
We will document our turnaround times for critical customer service responses. When you appeal to the minister, what time an appeal should take. When you call the ministry, how many times the phone should ring before you get a response. When a subdivision application is sent to the minister for confirmation, what is the average turnaround time?
All public sector entities have been mandated by the government to develop citizens' charters to promote ongoing improvement over time. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.